Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got people locked in all over the place on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you can always ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy night so far. Okay, the Milwaukee Bucks were able to clinch the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. The Dallas Mavericks, in beating the Sacramento Kings, they were able to stay alive just to be in the play-in tournament. And then right now, we got a battle of L.A. The Los Angeles Lakers are trying to stay in this game, against the same tenant, the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers lead the Lakers right now, 103-90. There's about 9 minutes left in this game, and they both have the same record, 41-38. Everybody is really just trying to get set and settled and jockey for playoff positioning. And so we'll keep you up to date with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers as this game continues on, no doubt about it. And even outside of that, some of the additional news that we shared throughout the course of the show, we talked about John Elway. John Elway says, no, thank you. I'm finished. I'm done. He stepped down as general manager 2 years ago for the Denver Broncos. He stayed in his role upstairs in management, also as a consultant. But now John Elway says, man, I don't want no responsibilities. John Elway's living the life. He's like, hey, I'm going to California with my wife. If you need me, you know where to find me. Call me. But other than that, leave me alone. The Ravens made it clear it could be a whole lot of nothing. Baltimore Ravens said, don't be shocked. Don't be surprised if with our 22nd pick, we go ahead and select a quarterback. They didn't want to really take any questions on Lamar Jackson. A matter of fact, I want you to hear that. Eric DaCosta, the general manager, was asked, hey, what you going to do at number 22? Would you take a QB? And this is what he said.
I mean, I'd have to say yes, because we have quarterbacks in our top 31. So just based on that alone, simple math, I would have to say yes.
Okay, all right. Simple math, easy, yeah. Simple math to me, too. There might be a QB available. There might be a Hendon Hooker available. I don't know. I don't know where you trade Lamar Jackson. I don't know who wants to pay him. I don't know what Lamar Jackson wants, only he does. Good luck to them figuring that out. Oh, and if you're wondering what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, There was a story about him buying crystals today out in California. It has good energy. I'm sure he needs all the good energy in the world. Why not? Go for it. Anyway, good energy, bad energy. We've had a lot of it pointed towards women's college basketball this week. And we know about it. LSU coming out on top against Iowa, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. What is appropriate during a game or after a game? What are you not supposed to do? What can't you say? People just completely lost their minds, okay? And we know this. The game this past Sunday, 10 million viewers on average. It set a record for women's college basketball. People wanted to see what Caitlin Clark was going to do, and then Angel Reese taunting her in the final moments and after the game, it set people off into a ridiculous space. But you know what? At least there's attention on the game, right? At least there's interest. People are going to come back next year. Oh, my God, what is Caitlin Clark going to do? What is Angel Reese going to do? Angel Reese, her own social media following, I believe, has jumped just on Instagram another 600,000 followers just in days. She's making bank. She has deals. There'd be no reason for her to even want to go into the WNBA. None. Hey, Shep, what's the max that you can make in the WNBA?
Jay, I don't know the max, but I do know the most amount of money that a player is making is $252,000 annually.
Oh, she's making. Oh, they're making more than that.
Which like, is, yeah, not good.
Yeah, why do I want to go to the WNBA? Caitlin Clark, at minimum, is clocking a mil. Minimum. That was before 2 days ago or 3 days ago. The hell she want to rush to play for the Dallas Wings for? For what? To fly commercial and make $250,000? Not even. She ain't going to make that out the gate. Cold world. She can keep her endorsements and sponsorships, etc., but a lack of visibility, it'll hurt her just a little bit. But coming off the heels of that just amazing tournament and what we saw, we want to show love to other female athletes. We want to share with you a top six list of some of the best female athletes that we have ever seen or witnessed here in the United States of America, in North America. Let's go ahead and expand it. And so let's not waste any time. It's time to show love. It's a top six list of female athletes. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much attention paid to women's basketball. Let's go past that. We'll take a look at some of the top six athletes, female athletes that we have ever seen. I'm talking all sports. Is it what they did in between the lines? Is it what they did outside the lines? Let's see. You don't got to wait too much longer. Let's start off with this number right here.
Number six.
We're going to go straight out to Riverside, California. We're going to go out to someone who started off her life whooping ass and setting records in high school. And then we're going to follow her to USC. We're going to take a look at her two championships. We're going to take a look at how she helped set the stage for eventually the WNBA. We're going to go ahead and take a look at her gold medal. And then, of course, we're going to talk about how she used to bust her brother's ass. I am talking about Cheryl Miller. I miss Cheryl Miller. She used to be on television all the time. Shep, she doesn't do TV anymore. What happened to Cheryl?
We could probably get her on the show sometime if you want.
Oh, let's talk. Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, let's talk to Cheryl Miller. Get her thoughts on everything going on in the world of basketball, not just on the women's side, but in general. And you want to know how badass Cheryl Miller was? All you had to do is ask her brother, Reggie. When Reggie went into the Hall of Fame, he reminded us. He let all of us know. Again, Reggie wouldn't have his own Hall of Fame career if it wasn't for Cheryl, her records, and her whooping that ass. Listen to this.
There's one lady that deserves probably the biggest recognition for everyone and why I'm here. Cheryl, you, a lot of people wish that they could be in a house with the greatest of anything. I just so happen to live across the hall from absolutely, positively, the greatest women's basketball player ever. And I'm proud to say I am not on this stage if it wasn't for you, Cheryl Dean. We as a Miller family are not held at a high level if it wasn't for you. We rode your shoulders all the way here. So thank you very much.
It's Basketball Hall of Famer, Cheryl Miller. Yeah. She helped set the stage for the WNBA. I wish there was a WNBA and she didn't coach and all of this, and I'd love to see it. I got Cheryl Miller at number six. What comes after number six?
Number five.
At number five, you want to talk about another trailblazer helping to set the stage here for women's sports in the United States of America. We got to go to the soccer pitch. We got to go to the soccer field. We got to go to 1996. We can even go before 1996. But we are talking about Mia Hamm. Four championships in college at North Carolina. Two Olympic gold medals. I remember the gold medal in 96. I remember that here in Atlanta, Georgia. I was not here yet, but I remember watching on television. That was the first time that we saw women's soccer in the Olympics. And let me tell you, watching anything in the Olympics is pretty damn cool. I had a chance one time, and I was in London, and I saw the USA versus Japan in Wembley, and the memory is ingrained in my brain. I remember watching Mia Hamm on TV in 96. And even since then, men or women's football or soccer, whatever you want to call it, Mia Hamm helped set the explosion for a lot of what we've seen over the better part of the past 25 years. On that national team from 87 to 2004, man, woman, Landon Donovan, no, Mia Hamm helped set up a whole hell of a lot of it. And I told you, she got a good start at North Carolina. I'm talking four championships. Somebody else, you might know who he is. He went to North Carolina. He did a few things. He showed up. You might know him. His name is Michael Jordan. Since I told you about 1996, you know, there was some guy named Jordan out then too. You know what else happened? He was real famous, just like Mia. They had a commercial for Gatorade. Take a listen.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Had enough?
Let's go.
Anything you can be, I can be greater.
First stop.
Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
I'm not stopping.
Yes, I am. I'm not stopping.
I'm not stopping.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I remember that. Shep, they play that damn commercial so many times, man.
Almost as much as like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Oh, my God. They played that commercial just through the roof. Cheryl Miller started off. What number was Cheryl? Six?
Yes, sir.
Mia Hamm, five. What comes after five?
Number four.
Yeah, I know how to count. If you don't know this woman, you're going to learn about her today. How many athletes do you know that just woke up? Well, maybe didn't just wake up, but just so happened to be in 1932 in the Great Depression. Just happened to be in the Olympics in Los Angeles and said, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to win me a couple track and field medals, a couple of them. I'm going to win the hurdles, and then I'm going to win the javelin throw, and then I'm going to play basketball. I'm going to play AAU basketball because I'm a woman, and where am I going to play basketball? And then you say, I don't want to play basketball anymore, but now I'm going to move into golf. And sure, yeah, I won gold medals in track and field, but now I'm going to play golf. And then you actually win 10 championships in the LPGA. Babe, Dietrichson, Zaharias. Shout outs to all my folks out of Texas. If you didn't know how to Texas, congratulations. You learned something today. And oh yeah, by the way, they also allowed her to play spring training baseball games. She played and did everything. Matter of fact, she's in the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame. They showed her love. Take a listen to this tribute.
One of the things that Babe Didrikson could do is have transferable skills. So she could throw a baseball. She could hit a baseball a mile. And to be able to transfer that skill into hitting a golf ball.
She whacked that ball. You could, after that ball left that tee, you could hardly see it.
She could hit it as far as any guy.
And to learn at age 24, it took a lot of drive and a lot of practice.
Before her very first tournament, she practiced 12 to 16 hours a day. She would drill and drill and drill on all the different shots until her hands were blistered, many days bleeding. She went on to win every available golf tournament.
And the fact that she not just competed, she won championships, so many championships, shows her competitive spirit.
But it is very extremely hard to do as well as she did right off the bat, because I think she won her first tournament 2 years after she learned how to play golf.
She had mind over matter. I think in her mind she had so much confidence and so much fine-tuning that she was going to show the world, yes, a woman can do it.
Oh, she sounds like Kobe until her hands bled. Hey, Shep, how many Olympic gold medals do you have?
Zero, JR.
How many professional sports did you play?
Zero.
She's better than me, you, and most of the people here combined. God bless her soul.
Oh, you get no argument from me there.
That's pretty amazing. Top six list, female athletes in history. What's the next number? Where are we going?
Number three.
At number three, you got to be familiar with this lady. You see her all the time. I see her at particular events, and she always looks so cool. She got the cool haircut. She got the glasses. But she don't take no mess. She didn't take mess when she was on the tennis court. She did not take mess when she was in court. And she also did not take mess when she played a man and beat him. I'm talking about Billie Jean King. 39 majors in the 60s and 70s, and she didn't stop there. You want to talk about a trailblazer for women's rights and the ability to go out and compete? Oh, sure, she has only a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Everybody has one of those. She fought for money. She fought for equality. She helped fight for Title IX in 1972. And I told you about that time that she beat Bobby Riggs. I want you to listen to Billie Jean King talk about the battle of the sexes. This is when she did her TED Talk.
First of all, Bobby Riggs, he was a former number one player. He wasn't just some hacker, by the way. He was one of my heroes, and I admired him. And that's the reason I beat him, actually, is because I respected him. It's true. My mom and dad, especially my dad, always said, respect your opponent and never underestimate them, ever. And he's correct. He was absolutely correct. But I knew it was about social change. And I was really nervous about whenever we announced it. And I thought, I felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. And I thought, if I lose, it's going to put women back 50 years at least. Title IX had just been passed the year before, June 23rd, 1972. And women's professional tennis There were nine of us that signed a $1 contract in 1970. Now remember, the match is in 73. So we're only in our third year of having a tour where we could actually play, have a place to compete, and make a living. So there were nine of us that signed that $1 contract. And our dream was for any girl born in any place in the world, if she were good enough, there'd be a place for her to compete and for us to make a living. Because before 1968, we made $14 a day, and we were under the control of organizations. So we really wanted to break away from that. But we knew it wasn't really about our generation so much. We knew it was about the future generations.
Billie Jean King is so cool. She's so cool. And even in her older age now, I think she's 79. I think just about should be right there. She's still cool as hell. And I appreciate and love everything that she has ever stood for. And just fighting for everybody and not caring. Billie Jean King. I got her at number three here. Top six female athletes in history. A trailblazer. What's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, yeah, you're going to know this lady. I'm not even certain or sure that we have seen the last of her. We just saw her play a couple of months ago, and she's like, I'm not calling it a retirement, but I'm stepping away to try to be a mom and a wife and a businesswoman. It's Serena Williams. 23 Grand Slams, one behind Margaret Court. She's been out here balling. Playing tennis. Yeah, I still call it balling. Got to hit the ball, right? 27 years. Seven Wimbledon victories. We just saw her almost compete for U.S. Open on the way out of the door. Almost died via clots, giving birth to her daughter. Had to deal with injuries. Came back. And I guess there were a few people that were surprised that Serena was still there. Nope, on the way out the door, Serena told everybody, what you think I'm supposed to do? She was speaking to Mary Jo Fernandez after beating the number two ranked player in the world. And everybody's like, hey, you're still here. What are we going to do? And Serena's just like, what you talking about? Take a listen to this, ESPN.
You've only played a handful of matches since coming back. You were out for a year. And you just beat the number two player in the world. You do it. Well, I'm a pretty good player. Are you surprising yourself with your level at the moment?
What?
Are you surprising yourself with your level?
No, I know.
I mean, I'm just Serena, you know, so.
Yeah, when you're good at what you do, I mean, some of those questions, you may not be able to physically do it all the time, but you're never shocked at what you accomplish because you have worked your whole life for it. And I have Serena here on the list at number two just because of her impact and where it is on the world now and how it is changing, from her ability to help folks in business, her ability to help influence additional generations of golf. Billie Jean King helped lay a lot of groundwork. And Serena Williams, what she has continued to do in a ridiculously changing, still today, era. I got Serena at number two. We want to talk about top athletes, top female athletes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you numero uno. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get back to the number one on the top six list in a second. We just had a team take a number two, and it happened to be the Los Angeles Lakers. The Clippers beat them 125-118. The Lakers could not get back into this game. The Clippers have improved their record to 42-38. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Lakers, they fall to 41-39. On the other side of the break, I'm going to give you a little bit more details and some of the implications. What does this mean as they try, everybody try to settle their playoff standings? Battle of L.A. this time. Clippers take the cake, and they do it relatively easy. LeBron James took off his shoe on the bench. He's just like, man, this game is over. Anyway, let's finish up this top six list, taking a look at some of the best female athletes that we have ever seen in the world of sports. I'm about to share with you number one. Before we do that, let me run through things one more time. At number six, I gave you Cheryl Miller. Helped set the stage for basketball, women's basketball here in the United States of America, killing it at USC. And number five, I gave you Mia Hamm. Very similar for what she helped do, not just for women's soccer, but for soccer here, period, in the United States of America over the past, I'd say, almost 30-plus years, especially winning that gold medal here in Atlanta in 1996. Mia Hamm at number five. At number four, we continued on. Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias. She started off whooping ass, four world records, gold medals, track and field, 1932 Olympics, then went on and won 10 titles in the LPGA in golf. And by the way, she also played a few spring training games. She played basketball. She did it all. This was in the 30s and 40s, people. And number three, I gave you a tennis icon. I gave you someone I also believe is a civil rights icon. That happens to be Billie Jean King. She didn't just go out there and win majors. She didn't just go out there and say, pay me more money. She said, make sure everybody gets paid what they're worth. Make sure everybody goes out there and gets an equal opportunity and a chance to play. She was an advocate not just for herself, but for other people, and helped push forward Title IX in 1972. At number two, I gave you Serena Williams. She took the ball from Billie Jean King in a different way and has ran for it, or ran with it, especially in a world where people have shorter attention spans. She's been a success not only on the tennis court, in the business world, and has been an inspiration and has helped grow tennis, the game of tennis in America, especially in urban areas, in a way that was unimaginable. Serena Williams I have at number two. And speaking of urban areas, it's tough to come out of a place like this. It's tough to have asthma. It's tough to get a scholarship. What's number one?
Number one.
Jackie Joyner Kersee. Shout outs to all my folks from East St. Louis. I got a friend from out of East St. Louis. She's a singer. Jackie Joyner Kersee. Let me tell you something. If you're not familiar with the heptathlon, you are basically running around and doing everything. Okay? This is a test of you doing everything. How high can you jump? How far can you get the shot put out? How long can you run? How quick can you run? Can you do the long jump? How far are you sending a javelin? What about a long distance? What about a longer race, 800 meters? Jackie Joyner Kersee did it all. And growing up, she did it all. I mean, even in high school, set the long jump record for Illinois in high school. I got a scholarship at UCLA. Played basketball, participated in the long jump, and then she continued on. She went to the Olympics. How about the first time there? 1984, she had a pulled hamstring. She came in second. You know what I feel about second. Silver medal. In the Olympics, not too bad, especially in an individual sport. She won the silver in the heptathlon despite having a pulled hamstring. And then she said, you know what? I'm coming back. In the 1988 Olympics, she won the gold. And then she did it again in 1992 in Barcelona. Oh, yeah, and by the way, in between 84 and the 88 Olympics, she said, oh, yeah, I'll just set a world record in the heptathlon. She set records in everything she did. The first participant to score more than 7,000 points in a heptathlon, she was ridiculously strong in the long jump, the high jump. She did it all. A matter of fact, it's probably a better feature about her. Everything that she's done for the community through her foundation. And you can probably tell she's chill as hell, cool as hell. Recently, she's Hot 97 in New York City, blazing hip-hop and R&B. She was talking to Ebro. He asked her, hey, do you consider yourself the biggest, the best, and the greatest female athlete of all time? This is what Jackie Joyner-Kersee had to say.
You were crowned the greatest female athlete of the 20th century. And there's so many amazing athletes out here now. Do you still consider yourself the greatest athlete of all time?
You know, I do. You know,
as you should. As you should.
You know, it's like you work so hard, and you know, for me, I didn't work for accolades. I just put in the work, and but yeah, if I don't consider myself the best, then how do I expect others to do that?
Big time. Real humble, right? There's a difference. To ask Serena, hey, Serena, do you surprised, you shocked you're going to be here? Like, why are you asking me them silly questions? When you're good at what you do and nobody believes in you like you do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. There have been plenty of athletes who have come through the world of sports and athletics. I can think of many others who have left their mark. And it was just inspired folks, not just on the field of play, but off of it as well. But if I want to think about the greatest athlete, I also have Jackie Joyner-Kersee at number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls. We're going to talk about the Lakers and the Clippers. And then we got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Man, I'm good. I'm so excited to be on your show. I listen to you every night on my way home from work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm excited too. I'm always excited. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I can tell you he's not excited. LeBron James and the Lakers, they are not excited. They just got beat by the Clippers again for the 11th straight time. The final score in Los Angeles, 125-118. Clippers move up in the standings, and the Lakers just move down. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. We'll hear from a few of the players as they get ready to talk to the media. But right now, before we get into the basketball and the Lakers stuff at the top, I'm going to take your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just shared with you, with all the excitement built and surrounding March Madness and the Women's Final Four, the Women's Championship game on the college side this past Sunday, and all of the attention, positive or negative, I wanted to show love to some of the top female athletes that we've seen. Not in basketball, but just athletes, period. And so here we have it. And number six, if you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Go listen to all the audio. And number six, I gave you Cheryl Miller. And number five, I gave you Mia Hamm. At number four, Babe Diedrichson Zaharias. At number three, Billie Jean King. At number two, Serena Williams. And at number one, Jackie Joyner Kersee. Let's hear from you. So many other female athletes who have come through and done amazing things, accomplished amazing tasks, but only got room for six. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off in Baltimore, and let's talk to Joseph. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you feeling?
Terrific, man. Go ahead.
That's good to hear, bro. All right, so I personally, I'd put Serena at number one just because I'm a little younger. I don't really – I'm familiar with Jackie Joyner Kersee, but I didn't really get to witness her greatness or really have done much research on her.
Okay.
I think Sue Bird and Diana.
Joseph, let's save some names for other people, Joe.
No, I was just going to give my honorable mention.
We got this
somewhere.
I got you. The phone lines are lit up. What do you appreciate? We got honorable mentions all over the place from other people. What do you appreciate about Serena?
Man, just the way she always was. Like, I mean, not to take Angel Reese's words, but unapologetically her, man. She put on for her and black women across the nation and did something and was not a trendsetter. What's the word I'm looking for? A pioneer.
I would say that she is.
Yeah, most definitely, bro. And she killed it, and she's still killing it. I'm sure she's going to be a great mom, a great wife, all types of everything in her life. And then I also wanted to touch on the Ravens subject. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback, especially in the first round.
They're just trying to scare them.
Yeah. If we draft a quarterback, it's going to be late. Going to be late in the draft. I mean, we don't have many draft picks anyway.
Well,
we're going wide receiver.
If Lamar don't come back, it's going to be a whole lot of rebuilding anyway. Hey, Joseph, I appreciate you, man.
He's going to be a Raven this year.
I'm not sweating it. Appreciate you, man.
Maybe not. Have a good one, JR.
You too, Joseph. Thank you for calling from Baltimore.
No problem.
Hey, yeah, man, you got to look up Jackie Joyner Kersee. I mean, that's I grew up not listening. I was a kid. But going through school, you were learning about her in class. They taught us about her. And this was all like live in real time. And I got her number one. Like, what didn't you do? And this is the cool thing about the Olympics. Every 4 years, you got the best individual athletes on planet Earth. And to go out there and say, oh, yeah, I can run faster than you. I can throw further than you. I could jump higher. I could jump further. I think there's something to be said about that. 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Los Angeles. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? Hey, aces as always, man. You've been doing a great job. You and Shep, I love that. Hey, man, I'm going to pick I agree with the last caller. I would put Serena Williams number one and Jackie Joyner Kersee two, but I want to take Jackie Joyner Kersee's sister-in-law, FloJo, man. You know, she was a trendsetter. I knew more about her than any other athlete in the Olympics. And then Jackie Joyner Kersee, you know, she kind of showed up, but she was always more quiet than FloJo was. FloJo was colorful. She wore the one leg with the flag
hair,
and everything
the
on
nails.
There. Had the hair flowing when she was running, man. Like, dude, that was my queen. Her and Thumba from Good Times. Her and Thumba from Good Times was my women,
man. Whoa, slow down. I may have to throw some cold water on you. Listen, I remember. Yeah, a lot of people loved FloJo. It sounds like you have some additional reasons. Hey, I would say if she just participated. See, here's the thing. It's hard competing and participating in the Olympics. Like, you need sponsors, you need cash, you need the commitment. And she was able to start to monetize every single thing that you just said. Like, she was everywhere. And so she said, you know what, I won my medals, I'm done, I'm out. And so she went ahead and and continued on with the sponsorship deals and the cereal boxes. And God bless her. Unfortunately, she passed away young. She had that seizure.
Right.
No, she is, man, we see track and field athletes now try to follow in her footsteps.
She was
most definitely influential. I look at Shakari Richardson, and I think she got a little bit too much bluff and too much talk, not enough substance. I think if she would focus her energy the right way, she'd be able to do more. Man, there's so many folks. FloJo was it before we got a lot of these athletes now. I appreciate you for bringing her up.
Hey, make sure you rest in peace, man. God bless.
No doubt. Appreciate you, James. Yep. Thank you so much.
All right, now. Take
care. No doubt. Peace. Dave is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Hey, well, before I called in, I didn't know what the topic was. And when Chef told me what the topic was, I had to call back because I had to rethink about it. Because I'm a high school girls coach myself. And when I called back, Chef, you're my witness. I said Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Okay.
I mean, she did so much. But on the sideline, real quick, on the sideline as a coach, I think Pat Simmons was.
What do you coach? What do you coach?
I coach girls volleyball and girls soccer.
Okay, got it.
So I'm right there with me and Ham. But Jackie Joyner Kersee just totally, blew up women's sports all around. I mean, just and the guy, he just said FloJo's hair. What about Joni Kersee's fingernails? How did she do all that with her fingernails?
Oh,
those are weapons.
As a full package of this is someone that is fully capturing your attention in every capacity, that was FloJo. You could say the same thing to a certain degree about the nails of Jackie Joni Kersee, but FloJo, between the hair, the nails, the style, and then also, I mean, her looks. People love FloJo, man.
Yeah, but Jackie Joyner Kersee, she was just watching her compete and just the heart that she had for the sport and for the competitiveness and everything is just amazing, amazing.
And you're right on that one. And we had some injuries that slowed her down a little bit. But
when
she was slowed down, she kept on going. Hey, appreciate you, Dave.
No problem. I'll talk to you later, Jay.
Cheers. Be well. Oh, you're cool with me. You just call me Jay. Not too many people just walk around call me Jay. Now he's cool with me now. What am I going to do? Nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. Some of the best athletes that we have ever seen compete in sports. We're talking about women. Call up. Give me your thoughts. I got Jackie Joyner Kersee at number one. And then what we'll do on the other side of the break as well. Talk about a loser from tonight. They come from Los Angeles. They're the Lakers. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Rathner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today. This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for mental health suicide lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.